Today we're going to start continuing in our Zmanim, but now we're officially all going to be learning the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. As I mentioned it numerous times, but we never really were deal with it directly. We talked about Tosefes, we talked about Gimel Kochavim, right? We talked about Beinanim and Ritzufim and the Mizrach and the Ma'ariv and all these things. Yeah, but now we're going to see it inside, exactly where it is. Like, in other words, you can't just... If somebody asks you, where is the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam? You have to be able to tell them, this, the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam appears right here, and you have to know where Shulchan Aruch appears, and the different opinions within Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. That's going to be Packet Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tes Vav. And then starting at Tes Zayin is going to be the Gaonim Shita. When does the semester end? I'd like to finish that before the semester ends. When is it ending? End of December. Okay. So, okay, but I would like you to understand it, and then you can see how we follow what we do. Because unless you see it well, you know, most people don't have no clue of what the whole thing is. So that's why I want to give you Havana. That's the point here. The point is to give you Havana. Okay. So we have two Gemaras. The Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, and the Gemara in Psachim Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. And it seems to be, at least the Rishonim seem to say, that there's a contradiction between the two Gemaras, unless you might want to suggest there's no contradiction between the two Gemaras. So, and then the question is the resolution of the contradiction, and maybe you'll have your own resolution. Okay, so let's see what the Gemara says. So the Gemara, yeah, let me show you where to start. Look in the middle of the page. Amar Rav Yehuda, the first word on the line is Yehuda. It's like almost a little bit below the middle of the page. First word on the line, Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kroch V'Tani, Ezel Ben HaShmoshos. What is Ben HaShmoshos? Mishatishka HaChama, Kolzman Shepnei Mizrach Madimin. And Hichsif HaTachtam L'Hissich HaOl Nami Ben HaShmoshos. But Hichsif HaOlim Hishra HaTachtam Laila. So it's Laila when it's Hichsif HaElyon Hishra LaTachton. And we had a discussion whether that means in the east or the west, right? Depending upon, is the Girsa Hichsif HaElyon the Hishra LaTachton? So that would be Mashma that the Elyon is getting darker first and then the Tachton. So that would be in the east. But if it's in the west, then the Girsa is what? Hichsif ha'elyon v'hishver ha'tachton. And that was the west. So when is this? So and this is who's speaking here? Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And then the Gemara says, first word in line is Laila. Azlu tamay didmar. Shir ben Ashmoshes Bekama, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shlosha Chelkei Mil. Which Gemara says later on is Tlosa Rive Mila, 3/4 of a mil. So the opinion of the time zone of Ben Ashmoshes is 3/4 of a mil, which If you assume a meal, the three sheet is whether a meal is 24 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, 18 minutes. Let's assume 18 minutes. So 3 quarters of 18 is what? 13 and a half. So that would indicate that the simple reading of this Gemara seems to indicate that once it's Shkia, there's 13 and a half minutes of Beis Hamikdash, and then at that point, there are three stars. And at that point, Shabbos is over. That's very early. Right? I didn't say anything. I said Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says, according to Rav Yehuda, is 3 quarters of a meal, and it starts Shkia time, and 3 quarters of a meal until Hichsif HaElyon V'Hishvel HaTachton, and that takes 3 quarters of a meal. That's the Gemara here on Lamed Aleph Beis and Shabbos. However, there's another Gemara on page 2 which quotes Rabbi Yehuda on page 2, Tzadi Dal and Amr Aleph, the second. Yeah. So he says like this, Meisvei Rabbi Yehuda Omer Oviyav Shal Rekia Echad Me'asora B'yom Teda Kama Mahal Echad Abbeinu B'yom Eser Patsos Me'alos Shachar Adei Tzacham Arba Milim Mishkiya Tzachama V'atzei Tzachachovim Arba Milim. So here the Gemara says that it's 4 milim from Shkiya Tzachama to Tzei Tzachachovim. So this became the official stira, because on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in Masechet Shabbos it says that Beis Hamikdash is from Tishka HaChama until Hichsif Elyon V'Hishvel HaTachton, which is 3 quarters of a meal, and here it says that the time from Shkia till Tzeis, which is presumably the same amount of time, is 4 mil. So it seems to be an official stira, whether it's 3 quarters of a mil or 4 mil, from these two Gemaras. And that was the beginning of the whole discussion, the stira of these two Gemaras. Now, before we come to any, to see what the Rishonim and Achronim say, I would like you to resolve the stira. I don't want Rabbi Natan to resolve the stira. I don't want the Vilna Gaon to resolve the stira. They resolved already. But I want you guys to tell me what you think the conflict resolution. Right? Conflict resolution. One Gemara says 3 quarters of a mil, one Gemara says 4 mil. And it's huge. It's a huge difference, right? It's a huge difference. Correct, Rabbi Naira? I mean, it's too huge to...
You say that the 3 quarters of a mil is part of the 4 mil? That it doesn't either at the beginning or toward the end, when it becomes more dark than the rest, than the other 3 and a quarter of a mil? The first 3 and a quarter meal will be like kind of finished muscle, but when you get to the last 3 quarters of the meal, that's really nice. Then it's like a more intense version of finished muscle. Perhaps has to do with the sky going to just darken.
Okay, we'll see. You're in the beginning, yeah, Akiva.
Maybe Lila is in the same time as the day.
Meaning here he just said Tzeis HaKachavim. Shabbos it says
until Laila.
Akiva's saying, Akiva Nichamtanu.
Yeah,
so when does the halachic night start? By Lila or by Tzeis, according to you?
I don't know.
It's okay. Ari Glazer. Ari Glazer. Do you have a job?
No.
Very good.
Perhaps maybe they would agree on the timing of Tzeis and Lila, but they disagree upon when it is the Shkita itself.
So the argument when Shkia is?
The argument that the time of when Shkia is, the beginning of when you have to wait for the Mishmash.
How do you argue when Shkia is?
You could argue maybe, I might be jumping ahead, but...
Okay, you jump ahead.
they argue about whether Shkia is a sunset in itself, or when it starts to get dark, or maybe when the sun is...
Okay, you're saying something. You're saying... Maybe the two Gemaras are talking about two different Shkias. Ezra. Ezra's in the Shia. Could be two locations. Okay, maybe. It's hard to believe that it's such a big difference between those. Wait. Okay, I'm going to call on everyone. Don't worry. Yeah. Is that early or later?
Yeah, earlier.
Earlier, maybe.
Right.
In other words, maybe Tishka Chama is earlier than Shkia Sachama. So which was the Gemara of Tishka Chama? Just Tishka Chama.
Yeah.
So that was earlier, and therefore, so that would mean. Right, but it's the opposite.
Right.
Okay.
I want to defend Akiva.
Akiva Nichamtanu.
The just to bring maybe a siyat to this, the Ramban that we quoted before the test, so he said that Ramban by Tosefos also. The way he learned about Rabbi Yehuda was that he had a style of learning about Rabbi Yehuda that the Lila would begin by after the Pashas Nigmar, the Lila would begin by Nifta Ba'al Yom Tachon, which is the second before Tikkun Kavan. If I'm not mistaken, right? Because that the main approach of Rabbi Yossi would be kind of my point is that you remember right that not necessarily the states, not in the Lila.
Say
much more about it, much longer time. I'm saying is, that I'm bad.
So how does this answer? So answer the question. Though.
So I'm saying, Akiva was saying that maybe Lila is earlier. Gemara and Shabbos.
So Gemara and Shabbos says that three quarters of a mil is Lila.
Right. say that Satan lied on his diamond. It's not like...
Right. How, what are you saying? So how are you defending him?
Because Ramban when he said this, the way he learned that Rabbi Yossi, that the way it works, like it's not mistaken, that Rabbi Yehuda held that Ben Hashemash race until Hitzvah Eli Mishal was happening. And then there's the Ben Hashemash Rabbi Yossi, the Harith Ayin, and that's the Satan Yehuda.
No.
But after that.
Okay.
So you see that the Rabbi Yehuda, which we passed in Allah, the Ramban, Tisek lied was before Tisek and Chavim. Not Matt.
Right.
I'm just saying, that idea is not a crazy idea.
Right.
Okay, so that's what you said, the second
before. So, much more Yeah, but now it's not a second. It's 3/4 of mil versus 4 mil.
We only, right, now 4 mil. I'm just saying, it's not as crazy.
Oh, okay.
As it seems, more Parisian.
Okay, since everyone's quoting Rabbi Yossi, and we didn't even really see Rabbi Yossi yet, so let's...
Okay,
since everyone is hopping on this Rabbi Yossi, so let's see who Rabbi Yossi is. Okay? You can't just quote Rabbi Yossi. You gotta know where Rabbi Yossi is. Where is Rabbi Yossi? Well? Rabbi Yossi is... Yeah, where is it? Page 1. The Gemara says that the first word on the line is Mishatishka Chama. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ben Hashmashus Keherfayim. Zeh Nechnas V'zeh Yotze. So Ben Hashmashus is Keherfayim. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says Ben Hashmashus 3/4 of a meal. Rav Yossi says what? Keherfayim. So what does that mean? When is the Keherfayim? When is the Keherfayim?
What you say might be probably after Hitzvah.
Who?
After
Hitzvah. How do you know that? What?
Because he helped someone.
They have a Gemara Shabbos.
If there's a gap between Rav Yehuda's Lila and Rabbi Yossi's
So you have to know one piece of Gemara, which I should have put it in this packet right now. So I apologize that I didn't put it in this packet right now, but it's on Lamed Hayim and Aleph, and going over to Lamed Hayim and Beis. The Gemara says. This is a Gemara on Hayamad Aleph. So you should look it up. It'll be in a future packet, but I really should have put it in the packet right here. Okay. I apologize. Well, I'm in Hayamad Aleph. The Gemara has one line. Kamashma, the Shalim ben Hashmash to Rabbi Yehuda, Vahadar Maskel ben Hashmash to Rabbi Yossi. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's ben Hashmash ends, and then Rabbi Yossi's ben Hashmash begins. And then it's what?
Lila.
Then it's Lila. In other words, so let me ask you a question. According to Rabbi Yossi, what's the status of the Ben Hashmashos or Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yossi? It's Vadayom. So the Gemara says, the Shalom ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda, V'chodim maskel ben ha-shmosh d'Rav Yosef. Now, how, and is there a gap? Or is it right away?
That's
I'm not asking for a debate. I want to know what you say. What is this? I'm going to read it again. The sholim ben ha-shmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda, the hoder maschil ben ha-shmoshes to Rabbi Yosef. Right, the pashtus is there's no gap. There's no gap.
Did we say that from Shia still ben ha-shmoshes to Rabbi Yosef, there's this middle area of the sky getting darker and darker, like red to black?
No. We said maybe that's the machlokas, the Rabbeinu Tam, and what fichsif means. But the Gemara is saying, the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos is Vada Yom according to Rabbi Yosef. So his Bein Hashmashos is right after, so it's already fichsif. Elyon Vishmel Tachtom, which is still Vada Yom, according to what? Rabbi Yossi. There is a Herifayim, or split second, of Ben HaShmoshos, and then it's Vada Laila. That's a simple chart. So, let me ask you a question. Do we paskin like Rav Yossi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rav Yosef says, really? B'chumra. Oh. Right, because we clearly don't follow Rav Yossi totally, because according to Rav Yossi, after Shkia you can still ride in your car. Right? Because there's no Ben HaShmashos. It's not even Ben HaShmashos for the first three quarters of a meal. First three quarters of a meal is Ben HaShmashos and Libes Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yossi, it's Vada Yom. Right? But so it could be, as we'll see, could be, as we're going to see based on the Gemara later, that we always go L'chumra. That we go like Rabbi Yehuda L'chumra to start Ben HaShmashos Shkia, say. And then we go L'chumra at the end of the time to follow Rabbi Yossi. I mean, it's not so much of a chumra, it's only one more second, right, minute, whatever you want to call it. Don't make Laila Chichsev Elyon Shach Tachto, make it what? Terrify it after
right,
that.
Right immediately before Laila.
Now, and that seems to be the Zman of what? Of Tzeitzah Kochav. Because that's what Gemara says. I'm Rav Yosef Kochav. Maybe that's but if you want to say suggest that's the answer, that one what? That one Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda, one Gemara is Rabbi Yossi? Both of them are Rabbi Yehuda. So we're bringing in Rabbi Yossi, why are we even bringing in Rabbi Yossi here? Maybe that's why I didn't Xerox Rabbi Yossi in this packet. Because what does Rabbi Yossi have to go to? It's all Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. So again, it doesn't seem to be very. And L'chora, that wouldn't work out anyway, because we just got through saying that Rabbi Yossi, who holds Tzeis HaKhovim, is just a harifayim after Rabbi Yehuda. And if you want to say that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that once a Shkia you have three quarters of a mil, and then it's Laila, and Rabbi Yossi is right away after that, then it can't be 4 mil.
Not a difference. quarter mil.
Right.
Can you say that maybe it's just the Chumrat for Shabbos? You say, like, the Shabbos talking about.
Yeah, it's for Chumrat for Shabbos.
And then to say, okay, that's when you need a quarter of a mil because you don't want to get into a problem.
Maybe, maybe.
Maybe it's even throwing in the test that's the same.
The simple answer. What do you think the simple answer to this? These two Gemaras. Well, Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara Shabbos never speaks about Kochavim.
All right.
Is that what you were going to say?
Also, he specifies in Mark Shabbos, he specifies that the sky is still red.
So maybe the simple answer is that the Gemara Shabbos is holding 3/4 of a mil. Is Laila. And the Gemara in Pesachim is holding 4 mil. And these are two different shitas of how to define. Those 3/4 of a mil is Laila, but Laila doesn't necessarily mean Tesa Chachav. Is that Zakiva? Laila is not necessarily Tesa Chachav. And then the other Gemara is saying Tesa Chachav, but he's defining Laila based on Tesa Chachav, which is 4 mil. So then it comes out we have a Machlokes Hasugyas. Is it 3/4 of a mil or 4 mil? Is that a lot? Yeah, so this, let me tell you a yesod here, okay? I'll tell you a big yesod. This is like the most important yesod I can tell you. Okay, you ready for this? Where did I see this yesod? I think I saw it by the Kerem Yeshua. You know the name of Kerem Yeshua? Shas Cohen. You know Shas Cohen? Shas Cohen, he's a Yid. I used to go hear him speak. And he used to speak in Satmar, in the Radley Street Shul in Satmar, on Chol HaMoed, took this place, whatever, Chol HaMoed. I went and heard him speak there. He was one of the speakers. Every day in Chol HaMoed, they have a different speaker, so Shas Cohen spoke there once. Now he's in Eretz Yisrael. He used to live in Muncie. Now he lives... He's a Magachir in Chut Shal Chesed. You know Chut Shal Chesed? Yeah, Rav Arush. You know, Gana Hamuna. They translate in English now, so. What? Yeah, Garden of Peace, Garden of. He gives. One of my Talmidim learns in that yeshiva. So he says like this. I think he says it from Rav Chaim Volozhin. There are two ways to learn Shas. I think this is a very important yisod. One way to learn Shas is to say that not all of Shas is one cohesive unit. In other words, you have different opinions. So you don't have to try to jam everything into it. You have different sugyas, and they're arguing with each other. That's one way of learning Shas. The other way of learning Shas is to know, is to make sure that every sugya stims with the other sugya. And if there's a contradiction in sugyas, then what do you got to do? You got to jam it in. And therefore, what happens when you jam it in? Usually, you'll have to be matchik in one of the sugyas to say some different, you know. In other words, if you don't have to jam it in, each sugya can breathe on its own. No suffocation. If you have to jam it in, then you have to take one of the sugyas and twist it a little bit. Meaning twist it in a way that might not be the simple shot. So one second. So who are the two opinions? Rashi and Tosfos. That is the yisod of all machlokas, not all, but all machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos throughout Shas. What does Tosfos do? We learn the Gemara, then he quotes you another Gemara. So Rashi would say, okay, it's another Gemara, but what does that have to do with this Gemara? Right? And that seems to be Shitas Rashi, the Rambam, the Gaonim, that approach. What's the other approach? The other approach is what? to say no. Each Gemara has to realize that there's this other Gemara and they have to shtim. And that's all Tosfos, Kashas, and Shas are, well, it doesn't shtim with this other Gemara. So now what? And basically what do? They make like an ukimta, that this Gemara only meant this. So that, I think, is very important. You saw it. I think he quotes it in the Kerem Yeshua from, I think, Rav Chaim Voloshin, that this you saw it. And that, in other words, most of Tosfos Kashas on Rashi would say, okay, fine, there's another Gemara, but so what? This Gemara doesn't have to shtim with the other Gemara. So basically, that you can say over here, one second, that these two Gemaras don't have to fit in a Chanami. They can be two different Shitas. The other way is the Balei HaTosfos. Because what are the Balei HaTosfos known for? One word. What? One word. What? I want a better word. What? And what? One word. The word is called pilpul. What's the pshat? And I'll tell you, over, I heard this in the name of Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig, Shlita. He said, I never heard from him, but someone told me he said this, so I think it's a good word. What does pilpul mean? Pilpul means when you assume that everyone else is assuming everyone else's assumptions. In other words, you ask a kasha based on this, and then how can it shtim with this? But the answer is that who says it has to shtim? But a pilpul makes it that everyone's assuming everyone else's assumptions, and then you make a teretz building on that, and then you build on that and build on that and that. That's the whole concept of the Brisker method of learning. That the Brisker method of learning was anti-pilpul. Basically, it was what? To say tzvei dinim. That these are two different things. And just because it says this way, let each sugya breathe on its own. And you don't have to jam it in. You don't have to jam this into that. And so that could be the simple teretz. The two different sugyas. One sugya holds 3/4 of a mil. And what makes it even better, like what Akiva said, because one sugya doesn't even mention the word what? Say sakachov. Right? It just says 3/4 of a mil. Right? Rabbi Huda never said the word say sakachov. And this sugya says say sakachov. So maybe that could be the answer. Okay, Ezra? Ezra Soifer.
I don't understand how you could say
no, because sometimes you have two different versions of what somebody said.
I mean, if you only have to go to the synagogue with the rabbin of your faith, and then there's a third opinion.
That's part of the pilpul also. You see, basically you're saying, what is he saying, Ezra? He's saying, I like the Sefer Torah Raphael. That's what you're saying. Anyone know the Sefer Torah Raphael? Right. Who was that? He was what? The son-in-law of the Netziv and the father-in-law of Rav Chaim. The name of the Sefer is called Torah Raphael. He's the Netziv's son-in-law and Rav Chaim's father-in-law. Rav Raphael Shapiro. And it's a Sefer Torah Raphael. And basically the whole Sefer is explaining different difficulties. Nissen Alpert once spoke about this years ago. He said that he was trying to, it was many years ago, there was a symposium about Derech HaLimud. There were three speakers. There was Rabbi Schechter and Rabbi Parnas and Rabbi Alpert. The three of them. So basically, Rav Schechter presented one way of learning, Rav Parnas presented another way of learning, and Rabbi Alpert basically said that all the ways are good. That was basically, and he said, so he happened to mention in his presentation the Sefer Torah Raphael. So he says, what does the Torah Raphael do? we'll take a Gemara and say, oh, there's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So how do you explain this sheet? This is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso from what he writes in Zvachim, in a totally different sugya. And that's why he said that. And the whole Sefer is finding l'shitasos from different people, you know, basically what he said, Rabbi Zvachim, basically that principle is now based on what he says over here, and that's his the yisod of the Sefer. So Rabbi Albert said, the only way you can slug it up is if you can prove the Girsa is Elozer, not Eliezer. You know what I mean? So basically, his point was that there can be more than one valid, you know, Derech Halim, etc. That was the point he was saying. But that's the issue. Yeah.
The Gemara is always bothered because the Gemara itself takes the second trial. In other words, try to find the Shitosa.
No. The Gemara, I'll tell you what the Gemara does. What the Gemara does is based on one Kesef of Mishnah. It explains all of Shas. That is like this. What the Gemara does is like this. That there are two groups. They're the Tanaim and the Amoraim. So if you're an Amora, your freedom of speech or freedom of opinion is limited. That you can't be against all the Tanaim. And if we find that a Tana says something that's against you, that automatically, so the Kesef Mishnah writes, really a Tana, an Amora can argue with a Tana. But they were makabel natu. So therefore, the yisod of Shas is that if we have an Amora says something, avatman v'atanya, and there's a brisa or a mishnah against it, that basically makes you be dismissed. Your opinion is dismissed. The only way you could resurrect your opinion is if you say, oh, but I have another Tanya that's another Tana that says like me. I have a Tana, you should find a Tana against me, but there's another Tana that's like me. And that's, one second, that is the soul of all of Shas. Is that one Kesef of Mishnah, is in Perek Beis in Mamre. Okay, you look it up? He found the Zohar from yesterday. That was a bondish leak. Then he'll find the Kesef of Mishnah from today.
The Judic usually Gemara answers for what's the big crime. What's not, what's not, lo kasha, over here, over this, over that.
Right, sometimes.
Yeah.
So sometimes you could say it's not exact. Or sometimes you just say, ha tana sphere, ha sphere lake, hai tana.
Yeah, but that's all the second way of the way of finding everything.
But sometimes it's
for being okay, always finding the
but the base
justifying the lishitoso.
But it's not lishitoso. It's many times it's just a direct contradiction. It's not a lishitoso.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's the issue. So take a look in the second in the Ravon. On page 7. Take a look at page 8. You know who quotes this Rabban in the Sefer? Professor Levy. Leo, was he your neighbor?
No, he lived a few blocks away.
He lived a few blocks away?
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah? They gave out his book at the dinner one year. Right, Jewish Kanani. He says on the fifth line, the second paragraph on page 8, Vavagavda. Amri Amorai, the Shir Bein Hashmashas Gimel Chaykel Mil V'lo Yoser. If you hold that it's Hichsev Elyon Vishul Ataftom, that's what Lila is, so then it's 3/4 of a mil. Aval anan kaimel on the brachas dat seis hakachavim yimamel. But we paskin that no, until seis hakachavim is still daytime. Shamirim b'sochem yishkiyas hakama v'seis hakachavim mahalach hei milin. We also mishoachas shorihilach adem b'chol yom heis parso shehem hei milin. So he says that basically what? There's no stira. That these are two different shitas. This is the shita of Hichsif Elyon Hishvil Atachton. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And that's 3/4 of a mil. And the other shita is that it's Seitz HaKachav. And that's here he quotes the opinion of 5 mil, 4 mil, 5 mil. And that's much more. So that would maybe be the simplest answer. Because the Gemara, basically, Akiva, that's basically what you were saying, right? That there's a difference between Seis HaKachavim and you called it Laila. But meaning that there's a difference between what is the definition of Laila. It's a little bit different. Meaning, is Laila Tseis HaKachavim? Or is Laila Hichsif Elyon Vishvil Atachton? Which is not Tseis HaKachavim. But then, if you say like that, then you have to assume that there's a big gap between Rabbi Yehuda and Seis HaKachavim. Yeah, which is... Now, you could say Rabbi Yossi's Beit HaShmosis is something else. Because the Gemara, Pashup Shad, the Gemara says that it could be the three Shittas. It could be the three Shittas. Because you could say Rabbi Yehuda... His Beit HaShmosis ends at 3/4 of a mil after Shkia. And then another Herafayin is Rav Yossi. And then you could say there's another, a third Shita that says Seis HaKachavim is what? 4 mil. Again, what I'm trying to do now is I'm not trying to present you the Shitas yet. I want to learn the Sugya with you and see how you could possibly learn the Sugya. But you can learn the sugya that there are three different shitas. There's Rabbi Yehuda, has nothing to do with Seis HaKachavim. There's Rabbi Yossi, who's a Herafayin after that, who maybe has to do with Seis HaKachavim. And then there's the sugya in Pesachim that is Baal and Ohei Mil after, which is also Seis HaKachavim. You could say now you have to understand the discrepancy in the two Seis HaKachavim. That maybe could depend upon what we said before, whether it's in the east or the west, or something like that. But Rabbi Natan is the classical pilpul here. And what he's going to do is say no. He's going to say that the two sugyas are commensurate with each other. And therefore, what is he going to say? That in Harami, it is 4 mil. And the 3/4 of a mil is just the last 3/4 of a mil of the 4. The last. And basically what he did was, that's a classical, like a pilpul, that he takes the two sugyas that seem to be very disparate, and he puts it together. Well, you thought that the 3/4 of a mil start when? From Shkia. So when do they start? 3 1/4 mil... after Shkia. Right. And that is what he writes here on page 2 in the Tosfos. Rabbi Yehuda Shkia Zacham and Seis HaKachavim Koshel HaBein HaTam Demesop Perach Membe Badlikin Omar Yizeh Ben HaShmoshesh Mishetishka HaChama Kol Zman Shepre Mizrach Madimit Tivrei Rav Yehuda Mafkin Hotzen the Beit HaShemashim Rav Yehuda Kolosser Rivei Mil. Vachal Kamar Rav Yehuda Gufei Abra Milin. Like you said, Ezra. Rav Yehuda himself. Yishlomer Dehachal Kamar Mishil HaShkia. In other words, here when it says Shkia Sachama means what? Chila Shkia. The Hainu, what we call Shkia. When the sun goes underneath the horizon. So then there's four mil. The Hainu Mishah, Shaskel Kamu Kons Vovei Arakia. Hasim Kamar Misof HaShkia. In other words, there are two different starting points. But in the end of the day, everyone agrees that when is Lila? Tzeis HaKachavim. And when is the Tzeis HaKachavim? At the four mil point. And the three quarters of a mil that are Masafik are only the last three quarters of a mil of the four mil. And what is known from the Vilna Gaon, I'll show you the Bir Halacha quotes. As I showed one day, we'll see it inside. On page 14, with second arrow in the Bir Halacha, he says, Aval Hagra, Kolek al Shit Vizu, Vehel Kamarez, Vishkiya Sachamesh, Abishavs, Lid Meir Shoshu, Hugamkin Haskolos Hashkiya. It's Haskolos Hashkiya. In other words, so according to the Vilna Gaon, what? Three quarters of a mil after what we call sunset is already what? Say it's a kachav. So what is he going to do with the other Gemara of four mil? Then he says, the Psochim, first word line is the Psochim, which says Kol HaKachovim. See, that the Gemara in Psochim that says Seis HaKachovim is not Gimel HaKachovim. All you need for life is Gimel HaKachovim. That says Kol HaKachovim. Which is not what Lila is dependent upon. Says Kol HaKachovim. So Mimela, it's basically Shalok. It's not a halachic time. Maybe according to Rav Shechter from Rav Soloveitchik, it's the maximum time you can make Tosefta Shabbos if you hold, say Kol HaKachovim. But basically, so according to the Gra, the Gemara Shabbos of three quarters of a mil is the first three quarters of a mil after Shkia. And according to Rav Meir Tam, that three quarters of a mil is the three quarters of a mil right before the four mil. So,
after the
formula. No. So the last,
we have three and a quarter. And then the three quarters.
So the last three quarters
right.
Within the four mil
is Spanish
mushrooms. Whereas the Ravan is basically saying it's two different shitas. Basically, the Ravan is saying is that the two Gemaras argue, sort of what we said, and the Gra paskins like the Gemara in Shabbos, and the Rabbeinu Tam paskins like the Gemara in Psachim.
So I understand
one second. So according to the Gra, it ends very early. Three quarters of a mil after Shkia is already Tzeis HaKachon. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, no. Four mil after Shkia's Tzeis HaKachavim. How do you answer the Gemara? So Rabbi Tam say the two Gemaras has a two different interpretations of what it means Shkia, like you mentioned. Right. It's Shkia, what we call sunset, what means the sun dips below the horizon, or is it some further time that the sun was really below? You know, not the original dip, but a further dip. Yeah. Remember Albert?
I understand where the book is coming from. Like, I understand his take. But when I'm looking at the modern stuff, I just find it hard to read in that thing called, and I have to see the context of the Gemara. But
what do you feel is difficult?
It seems to me, right? Why would he bring in to say, right? Shavar nitachama arba milin yishkiyat achama viad tikkolak alpam arba milin. It just seems totally out of place. I mean, he seems to be talking about halachic time periods, right? Nitachama alot shachar nitachama.
But he's just figuring, you know, how long the day is. We have these things. Not necessarily. He never said that that's sugya. That's when Lila is. But that's what Akiva, getting back to Akiva.
Right, but why would he, meaning it looks, it sounds like...
That's when all the stars come out. And Lila's way before that.
Why would he...
Lila is a halachic definition. When is it night? For halachic purposes.
Does he hold it in a different gear so that it says Kol HaKochavim?
No, he just says that's what the word Seis HaKochavim means. Unless the Gemara says Beferish Gimel HaKochavim, then the phrase Seis HaKochavim means which is not the Zman of Laila. But the Ikar Zman of Laila is Rabbi Yehuda. You want to say we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? So then you wait an extra harifying after that. And that's Seis Gimel Kochavim. And the Rabbi Netam is saying, no, Seis Gimel Kochavim is that formula. Or maybe 4 mil plus a little, you know, plus another half a minute or something like that for Rabbi Yosef.
It sounds like the fever being calmed is a very, very long shkia. It's 3 and 4 minute long shkia. Is that more time at the
beginning of shkia than more time at the end of shkia? One shkia is what you call the shkia rishona, is when it goes below the horizon. And then when it travels through the night, it goes below, and so to speak, the sun is sort of setting again in underneath.
It's a very long shkia.
No, they're two different shkias. He calls it tchila shkia. Okay, he calls it shkia shnia, whatever you want to call it. Two different time periods.
So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what is the status, the first shkia, what status does it have in halacha?
Yeah, I mean, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's just a reference of to figure out when Seis HaKochavim, but there's nothing.
Doesn't mean anything.
Right, except for Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos that says that even, which the Shagasari argues with, that says that even if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, you can't daven mincha past Shkia Rishona. Because dam nifsal b'shkia sakama means Shkia Rishona. But that's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. That's why people quoted Soloveitchik was always quoting that, but as others point out, it shouldn't be such a big significance. That doesn't quote that in Shulchan Aruch. So then if it would come out that there wouldn't necessarily be a halakhic difference, but a Shkia Rishona. Just a way, a reference, a frame of reference of where did count the 4 mil from. But the other question, so basically let me tell you what's going to be the problem up and coming. We still have to see this pack. We just touched it. Is that it seems that Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is too long, because it seems that there are more than three stars. And the other sheet is too short, because the Pashas is 3/4 mil, even in Yerushalayim, you won't see stars in the sky, even if you're in a place that doesn't have street lights. So that's going to be the problem. How do either of these sheetas work out? Rabbeinu Tam seems to be too long, because there are too many stars, and the Gra seems to be too short, because there's not even three stars. So that's where we're getting at. You know, we're starting to break the ground here. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue on. We still have to do more here. Still several more that we have to spend on this back. But now at least you see where the Rabbeinu Tam is, and then you have to see where the Shulchan Aruch is. But at least now you see the Rabbeinu Tam is in this Gemara in Pesachim, on Tzadi Dalet, where he asks from the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow we should continue. So 10 o'clock, Bez Hashem, in the classroom tomorrow.